I am Roberta Schultz. It was a cold winter's night between Christmas and New Year's Eve. There were mostly football games on TV that I didn't care about at that point. What could be better for a cold winter's night than a good read? So I began the new thriller from Heidi Broad, Seeing Red, 2017, from Author House. Right away, Broad plunges the reader into the perspective of protagonist Serafina Swift, who is experiencing a flashback from her college years at Harvard. Walking alone at night, she's brutally attacked, struck over the head, cut, raped, and left to die. A dead man is discovered at the crime scene, who authorities determine was probably the attacker. However, he was killed with a broken bottle, and Serafina remembers nothing after being clubbed. There are dark places, missing pieces in her memory, questions. How could she have recovered quickly enough from being knocked unconscious to fight off and kill someone larger than herself with just a broken bottle? Fast forward into the present of the novel. Serafina is married to homicide detective Harper Swift, with whom she now has a baby, Sky. Her new role of mother heightens her anxieties about safety in general, but also resurrects the unresolved terrors surrounding her attack. Suddenly, she notices people walking too closely behind her, watching her from boats on the river, and following her in cars. When one of these incidents causes her to run her car off the road, Serafina winds up in the hospital getting stitches. Her husband is not very sympathetic at this point, since he is embroiled in a serial killer investigation involving the dark web. He resents that he must rush to the hospital to tend to Serafina's imagined threats when he has real threats to investigate. And he tells her so. In this introduction to the struggling couple, Broad sets Serafina up as an unreliable narrator. She can't be sure her threats are real. Her husband doesn't believe they are. And other characters in the thriller give her the kind of sympathetic looks and comments that confirm her unraveling sense of reality. Serafina begins therapy to confront her demons, but in the process, her therapist decides she needs to heal both mind and body to truly feel safe. As Harper follows a dark and twisted path in his search for the serial killer, Serafina learns how to defend herself against all threats, real and imagined. I learned not to trust narrators from reading Gone Girl. I truly stopped reading to have a head-scratching epiphany at one point. Since Broad's Seeing Red does a great job of making the reader distrust Serafina's viewpoint from the onset, there is no sudden shift in the narration where I said to myself, "What just happened?" Instead, I kept slogging through Serafina's hazy universe of medications, wine, and self-doubt, stepping over plot events that may or may not have happened, leaping over characters' assessments of her sanity, and stretching toward the clarity she worked so hard to achieve. In other words, I felt like I was there with her until the very end, trying to figure out what was real. Heidi Broad's experience as a screenwriter and former executive at Miramax Films gives her the ability to teleport the reader into the scene. Serafina Swift describes her experiences in the present tense, first person, while her husband's sections of the narrative are told in third-person present. This alternating technique surprised me for the first few pages, but I soon felt drawn into the plot events. Recent sexual harassment allegations in Hollywood and the media have placed Heidi Broad in the position of discussing her role as a woman writer in the male-dominated thriller genre, as well as sharing her story of developing scripts for film in the mostly male-dominated film industry. As chairperson and founder of Story Productions, Heidi Broad works to develop, empower, and inspire female-driven material in previously male-dominated genres such as sci-fi, crime, and thrillers. During her 25 years of consulting, teaching, and working in film and television, She was an instrumental part of the team that developed award-winning films such as Shakespeare in Love, Gangs of New York, Like Water for Chocolate, and the Broadway show Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. You can find a link to this fast read, Seeing Red by Heidi Broad, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.